From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Obama administration appears to be on track to meet its goal of welcoming 10,000 Syrians into the United States by the end of September. The optimism stems from a three-month surge in Syrian refugees being admitted into the country. The U.S. is the largest recipient of third country resettlement in the world. The U.N. General Assembly is holding a summit in September to address refugees and migrant issues, including nearly a million Syrians seeking asylum in Europe. Syrians holed up in Jordan are getting food supplies by an unprecedented method. Cranes have been hoisting bags of United Nations aid to tens of thousands of Syrians cut off from outside help for almost 2 months. And as Lisa Schlein reports, getting aid to those in need remains a challenge.
The United Nations had hoped to deliver humanitarian aid to 1.2 million people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas affected by conflict in July. But the senior advisor to Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says only 40% was reached.
And it is heartbreaking, really, for humanitarian workers that are ready with supplies, with trucks, with people who are willing to risk a lot to go to places that we were prevented from reaching.
The United Nations has repeatedly called for a 48-hour humanitarian pause to allow aid to reach the beleaguered population. Jan Egeland says intensive diplomatic activity is going on to enable such an operation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Security forces in India are trying to track down the gunman responsible for opening fire on a busy marketplace in the northeastern part of the country Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Asmon area. This is VOA News. U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen is denouncing the arrest warrant issued by Turkey, accusing him of masterminding the failed coup in Turkey last month. Gulen's lawyer spoke to reporters Friday.
Extradition is fundamentally a legal process, and we are lawyers, and we deal with evidence, and we deal with due process. And guess what? In extradition proceedings, evidence matters, and due process matters.
The Turkish government has said Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, orchestrated the coup by renegade officers in the military, and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Ankara, however, has not filed a formal extradition. A security operation is underway in central Afghanistan Friday to rescue five Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through the Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is admitting he was wrong and claiming to have seen video of a U.S. cash payment being delivered to Iran on the same day that Iran released four Americans it had detained. Trump tweeted on Friday, the plane he saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry dismissed accusations the payment was a ransom for the Americans being held.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
The Obama administration has said the payment was partially to settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal in the 1970s because of the Islamic Revolution. But critics, especially those who oppose the Iran nuclear deal, have termed it a ransom payment. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July, and wages rose a bit. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate was steady at a low 4.9%. The data showed 7.8 million Americans still unemployed and nearly 6 million can find only part-time work. South Africa's ruling party has taken a drubbing in local elections. The African National Congress suffered its worst election since the end of apartheid as rival Democratic Alliance rose to victories in Nelson Mandela Bay. And the Summer Olympic Games officially kick off tonight in Brazil. For details on these stories and much more news, stay with us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting
in
Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.